This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
This is Mark Russman in Bonn. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou is struggling to form a new coalition government. The Prime Minister, who nearly won a coalition vote in Parliament early Saturday, hopes that a new government of national unity will be in a position to ratify the latest Eurozone bailout package for Greece. The opposition, however, is insisting on early elections and Papandreou's resignation, saying that Papandreou has no mandate to form a new government. The country's president, Karlolos Papoulios, was poised to hold talks with the main political leaders in the coming days in a bid to force a breakthrough. Meanwhile, in her weekly webcast, German Chancellor Angela Merkel warned that Europe would need a decade to clean up its finances and emerge from the current debt crisis. In Italy, tens of thousands of opposition activists gathered in central Rome on Saturday to demand Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's resignation. They accused the Prime Minister of dragging the country into bankruptcy and global shame. Berlusconi's grip on power has been weakened by the ongoing sovereign debt crisis and the infighting in his coalition that has prevented clear measures. He faces a parliamentary vote on the budget next Tuesday. At the G20 summit in the French resort of Cannes this week, leaders were apparently unimpressed with Berlusconi's austerity package and have decided to put the country's economy under surveillance. Remaining in Italy, a major cleanup effort is underway and maintenance crews are working to clear roads blocked by debris after torrential rains in northern Italy triggered flash flooding that killed at least six people. Over 1,000 people have been evacuated from their homes. One of the worst affected regions is the area around the city of Genoa. Several people are missing in the city, and Genoa's airport has been closed. Italian authorities say illegal construction on floodplains is partly to blame for the situation. Prime Minister Berlusconi has given Italy's civil protection chief extra authority to provide assistance to residents. Floodwaters lapped Bangkok's largest outdoor market Saturday as officials warned that there were no major barriers between the water and the heart of the Thai capital less than 10 kilometers away. Thailand's worst flooding in half a century has affected more than a third of the country's provinces and killed almost 450 people nationwide. It has been spreading across Bangkok's north and west for more than a week, and officials have been struggling to protect the economically vital center of Bangkok and its 9 million people. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. Residents in northeastern Nigeria fearfully left their homes Saturday to bury their dead following a series of coordinated attacks that killed at least 69 people and left hundreds more injured. Police stations, government offices, and several symbols of state power were also destroyed. The radical Muslim sect of Boko Haram has claimed responsibility for the attacks. Boko Haram wants to see an Islamic State in northern Nigeria and has waged an increasingly bloody sectarian fight against Nigerian authority since its founding in 2009. The Syrian government's violent crackdown on opposition protests continued on Saturday despite a peace plan brokered earlier in the week by the Arab League. Activist groups say at least 13 people were killed in the flashpoint city of Homs. Violent clashes between anti-government demonstrators and security forces have occurred almost daily in Syria since the uprising against the regime of President Bashar al-Assad began in mid-March. In Cairo, the Arab League chief said the organization was seriously concerned by the ongoing violence and appealed to Damascus to abide by steps agreed last week with Arab states to protect civilians and set Syria on the course of dialogue. Finally, turning to sports and now to Bundesliga action on Saturday, league champions Dortmund routed Wolfsburg 5-1. That puts Dortmund just 2 points behind the current league leader Bayern Munich, which take on promoted bottom club Augsburg on Sunday. On Saturday's other matches, Bremen fought back to beat Cologne 3-2. Mönchengladbach won 2-1 at Hertha Berlin. Hoffenheim drew 1-1 with Kaiserslautern. Freiburg won 2-1 in Nuremberg. And Hamburg drew 2-2 with Bayer Leverkusen. For more news and information, log on to our website at dwworld.de. Mark Rossmann, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.